Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, friends? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings from 107.3 WBBL. I release two of these a week on my Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I put hours and hours of content every single week up there, and it's not like a bunch of old stuff like this is. I mean, that's one thing, but I do an extra bonus podcast after my free podcast that everybody enjoys. So, you know, if you like that, you will love the Patreon. So I go another 40, 50, sometimes an hour, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, sometimes an hour after the first podcast is done. Okay. Check it out. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. It might be just what you need to round out your day of listening. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's not free, though. Cost you $5 or $10 a month. If you like it, after a one-month trial, you can convert it to a yearly and save 10%. Thank you so much if you've supported it in the past. If that's the case, come on back. Come on back and check us out on Patreon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the free view.
If anybody asks you who you listen to today, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on WBBL.
In just a second, we're going to do a traffic update. And you know what? Actually, let's do that now. Let's get that out there as quickly as possible. What's happening, please?
Just coming through right now. There was a slide-off on 120th Avenue northbound north of Chicago Drive. One vehicle there. But the bigger one is US 131 southbound is slow from I-96 to Ann Street with a crash located there. So things are going slow on, once again, US 131 southbound.
Traffic volume's picking up. It is slick out there. Keep that in mind. Back again for Omaha Steaks. Thanks to them for being part of the Eric Zane Show and this deal. A lot of people are taking advantage of it, and who wouldn't? It's a great present for someone who is hard to buy. It's a perfect gift. Delivered right to their door or wherever you want it to be delivered. A frozen solid on dry ice in a nice cooler. The Omaha Steaks gift is very unique, and you will be really happy. Or just get it for yourself. This deal is awesome. What you do is you go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Zane in the search bar at the top. Then that opens up to the family gift pack. Just add it to your cart, and boom, $49.99 is what it costs. That's a 77% savings if you were to just buy it outside of this deal. But this deal is going on now, so that's what matters. There's also a ton of other things you can buy there. Now, for $49.99, what do you get, you ask? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. The Omaha Steak seasoning packet brings it all together, and they'll throw in four additional kielbasa sausages for free. It's a great deal. OmahaSteaks.com. Enter my code Zane in the search bar, and then add the family gift pack to your cart. That's 77% savings. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. This morning started out like every other morning, and there aren't a lot of things that I have to do. I have this stuff all laid out so that it's the same every morning. My clothes are laid out. The crappy
clothes are laid out.
Yes, I lay them out in the
bathroom. You lay your clothes out and you wore that?
Well, I don't want to rummage through the drawer and create a commotion for my wife. So I get them out every morning or every night before I go to bed, put them in the bathroom, go in there, boom. I shower the night before, so it's all very fast. Go downstairs, get my coffee, let the dogs out, and then leave. So I'm at the letting the dogs out portion of this plan.
Who?
So, Ben, it's the second time he's done that to me on different days. And each time I'm like, why is he saying who? I never get it. I'm always late.
I enjoy it.
As I said, O'Neill is in a crate. All he's got to do is open the cage door and he's going to come out. Daisy is walking towards me, the bulldog. And I've caught her red-handed, red-pawed, red-mouthed. She has a pair of underwear destroyed, hanging off of her tooth. It's dangling off. Like a strand, like she's been chewing on it.
Okay.
And she is known to eat socks from time to time. And then she has a little bit of bowel distress. And then voila, hey.
Hey, I found the underwear.
It comes out in the brown rinse cycle of the dog and shows up on someone's lawn. That happens all the time. But it hadn't happened for a while. But she started to do this again. So obviously we need to, get in the habit of putting the laundry away from her. However, I go to grab it and I can't get it out of her mouth. I go, oh, it must be snagged on one of her teeth.
No, it was snagged on her throat or something.
Thank you for ruining the story. Congratulations.
Was it really snagged on her throat?
It was. I'm pulling it and it's halfway down to her belly.
It wasn't snagged on her throat.
It was down her throat.
Yeah, down her throat. I thought it was like snagged on like the...
Well, the reason why it wouldn't come up because her throat's trying to consume it like that monster in Star Wars. And so I pull it out and I'm like, oh my God. And it's completely slimed. It's a catastrophe.
You have to wash that before you wear
it.
No,
it's all ripped. It's ruined. But I left it out so my wife could see. Look, these are reminders why you need to get your laundry up off the floor. The dog could very easily have choked, died, twisted up her bowel, whatever. It's a bad move. I don't know how it is that her system actually processes it, that it goes into the belly and then somehow over time works its way through all that plumbing.
Sounds terrible.
It does. Ugh. Dogs die from that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
My dogs are flirting with death.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Every day, it's like a new story of how these dogs almost die. And it's unbelievable. It's like I got to baby-proof the house. Time now for sports with Julius. It's brought to you by TDS Business. They are an amazing company. And what they're doing is they're saving you big money on your phone and your internet at your business. If you already got one, you're paying through the nose for the big company. Man, have TDS Business do this. You're going to save a ton of dough. TDS VoIP. That's VoIP.com. Julius.
All right. Week 14 of the NFL season wrapped up last night. Patriots improved to 11-2, beating the Baltimore Ravens 30-23. Tom Brady had a big night, 406 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Mentioned earlier, 129 in those and a touchdown going to Chris Hogan, another small white guy. Patriots remain at the top of the AFC, a game up on the Chiefs. Other NFL news, the LA Rams have fired head coach Jeff Fisher. This comes just 1 week after they had announced his 2-year extension. Granted, he did sign it in the off season, but here
they,
we are.
They just didn't announce it? Why was it news last week? It seemed like it had just happened, like last week. Like he just put
They said he had signed it earlier on. But for some reason, they just didn't make it public. I don't know why.
Okay,
people are saying that Jim Harbaugh could possibly be a candidate for the LA Rams job. A lot of people are saying that's ridiculous. However, I think that Jim Harbaugh is a lunatic and could jump ship after 2 years.
Now, to be clear,
I don't
Jim Harbaugh.
Love Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, who doesn't really like a winner coach?
I definitely don't want him to leave.
He's a big winner, but yeah. Harbaugh is an eccentric mindset. I think, though, if this came to pass, Michigan fans would be so upset.
People would hate him.
This would be really bad. This would be awful because many people have loved what he has done with that program. This would be a gut punch.
Oh yeah,
to them if that happened.
Michigan's on the rise. Everyone's happy, and then he leaves. Like again, I don't think he's going to leave, but to try to pretend like you know what he's going to do is foolish. To say without a doubt he is not.
I sure
going
hope
to leave.
He doesn't leave.
I don't think he's going to leave.
That would be devastating.
I'm 90% sure he's not going to leave. That 10%, though, is him being crazy and saying, yeah, I'm going to go because of his personality.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be 100% until he.
Well, he seems like a really driven guy, though, and the goal is definitely not accomplished. But again, the goal wasn't accomplished at Stanford. The goal wasn't accomplished at San Francisco, and he still jumped ship.
Exactly. And he's crazy.
Maybe.
First and foremost.
Seems a little bit weird.
Mentioned Jim Caldwell speaking to the media yesterday. He said that Matthew Stafford's finger is obviously, you know, hurt, but he will practice and play, and that's all he's going to say about it for the rest of the week. Red Wings return to action tonight, hosting the Arizona Coyotes. Puck drop is at 7:30 on Fox Sports Detroit. Michigan basketball is back in action. They take on Central Arkansas with tip-off at 9. And Jabril Peppers and Jordan Lewis were named first-team All-Americans in college football. Tight end Jake Butt was named to the second team.
Good luck to Kazer. Kazer's going to be on TV. He's probably nervous as all hell.
I'm looking forward to that.
He's calling the TV play-by-play for the Red Wings on Fox Sports Detroit. Bob has been called into service earlier this year when Ken Kell was under the weather. Daniel's family dealing with a terrible, terrible tragedy. And Matt Shepard filled in very well for Daniel's.
Why did they change it up? Just to change it up? Or was there like a...
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
Another quick traffic update before we go to break. 196 westbound is stop and go from north of 44th Street to where they're pulling a vehicle out of the median after Kenawa Avenue. Yeah. And U.S. 131 southbound now slows to stop and go at West River Drive. That's an update on the slowdown earlier. So it's now stop and go.
All right.
So the two major highways in Grand Rapids are stop and go.
Yeah. Wow. So there you go. Sports brought to you by TDS Business. Now's the time to call for those proposal stories. The unique way you were proposed to or how you proposed. From your point of view, because we've got a pretty good one that has become kind of a viral video. 800-785-1073. We'll get to those coming up in just a bit. We'll do that at 7:12. What's
up? I'm just laughing. Kenny from Nashville's on hold. Catastrophe proposal. Did he try to get her to listen to that band that he's trying to get us to listen
Maybe.
To?
Maybe. You can ask him if he can hang on through the break. Kenny is one of our terrific listeners from the Nashville area in Tennessee. Thank you, Kenny. We'll check in with you in a bit. And the rest of you as well at 800-785-1073. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it, my free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thanks for the time and checking it out. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Bye-bye.